Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Bob Kylan, chairman of the Board of Farmers Union Industries, LLC. We're here at the North Dakota Farmers Union Annual Convention in Bismarck, and there's a lot going on here. You guys have a display. First of all, let's talk about just the different industries that you guys are part of and work on.
I guess our main one is Central Buy. It's our rendering plants. We have three of them, one in Long Prairie, Minnesota, one in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, and one in Estherville, Iowa. And we run about 1.4 to 1.6 billion pounds of dead animals and byproducts of them being harvested. And so without us, there would be a lot of feathers, and our landfills would all be full. So we're kind of the ultimate recyclers. We take all that those products and we put them back into feed, and we don't mix species, so it's a multi-species facility, so cattle don't go back to cattle. That's where mad cow came from, so we keep them all apart, and so the chicken and the turkey feathers, meal and all that, and blood meal, that all goes into the cattle markets, and the cattle parts go back into the turkeys, and we have some pretty big growers out there that buy a lot of our product from us, and we also take the product from them. So it works out very well, and we use anaerobic digesters also on products that we can't run through our rendering plants, like they call it the sludge, but it's when they clean their plants every night, all the chemicals and the cleaners and everything, they go into a pit, and we call that sludge. And we found out in the last few years that anaerobic digesters love it. But when we put it in through our rendering plants, we'd had fires in our feed and stuff, but we don't have that chemicals in our feed anymore, so it made our feed better, and it makes the bugs happier in the anaerobic digesters, which is crazy because you would have never thought that would be something. But we grow as we go along. We grow and learn things, and we do a pretty good job of keeping the countryside clean.
Yeah, and it's so neat how a lot of these industries that you guys work on and mm-hmm. the brands that you have work together to kind of, you know, feed off of each other.
Yeah, we have Northland Choice that we go in and take all the damaged turkey and chicken parts when they're butchering. They get bruised and everything, so they get cut off, and we buy all that, and we put it in 50-pound chunks and freeze it and put it on pellets, and then it goes into the high-end cat and dog food business, which we're in, too, because we own Performance Pet in Mitchell, South Dakota, is the nation's newest cannery. So we make a lot of canned cat and dog food. Costco is one of our really big clients, and so we pump out a lot of cans of cat and dog food, and it works well with all of our companies because all those products that go in cat and dog food are things we handle every day. So we work well together, and we make pretty good profit doing it.
And so tell me a little bit about Farmers Union Industries. So it's not just North Dakota or anything like that that's working on this.
Yeah, five states started out many years ago investing $2,500 a piece and getting this started. And now we're well into it. It's Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana own Farmers Union Industries. So we dividend back profits to them to run their state organizations and do all the things they want and need to do that they don't have the money to do. And so, and on top of that, the five states are called Farmers Union Enterprises. And so they own the company. And so they do a lot of work with startup agriculture. So they just worked with Two Track Barley here in North Dakota, and so they're building a new plant just west of or east of Bismarck here, and so they do malting barley roasting for all over the country. So they're going to be expanding there, and that's what we do. We help businesses expand and do their searches and everything to get their businesses started. So we give them startup money to get things going and do all their planning and everything. So it's everything to do with agriculture is what we want the industry to keep growing and growing and get more, instead of being suffering to our markets like we have to do. Let's get on the other side of it and be able to charge what we want for our products. So
I know you've talked about the canning and the byproducts and that kind of stuff, and that's all, you know, using those byproducts and creating another product for consumers, but you also have a brand that creates products for farmers and ranchers to utilize as well. Let's talk a little bit about the spreader here in the building.
We have a shop that we usually build our own trailers for hauling the dead animals and all the products from all. And so that we bought a company called Artex, and now we started making manure spreaders. So we're 400 behind on orders. It's a very popular product. We run them all the way from 250 bushels to up to 1,600 bushels. So it's the commercial haulers and the farmers we take care of. And great product, and they've got the vertical beaters, and they do such a great job of spreading, and so they're really in demand, and it's been crazy how that's been growing. We just bought a robotic welder, and we do some out of the box kind of things in Redwood Falls. We send our welders into the local high school 2 hours a day, and they teach a welding class. And so these kids are coming out of high school, coming straight over to our shop and working for us and making a really good living as young people and not having to go to college to do it. And we're going to be doing the same thing with a maintenance program in our local high schools, teach them what we need in maintenance workers in their VOAG part of their school. And that way they can just come to work for us and other companies when they come out of high school and have a really good job. So it's you got to think out of the box a little bit, and that's what we do very well.
It seems like you guys have been thinking out of the box and then have built several of your own boxes.
Yes. We in Redwood Farms down in Estherville, Iowa, we buy irregular hogs. We buy the large ones and the small ones that don't fit through the big factories. And so we butcher a couple thousand a day, or harvest, I should say. And then we sell them into the elite markets of a bigger pork chop and a smaller pork chop and the loins and all that and the ribs. So we do very well doing that. We ran into some problems when COVID came because they got rid of a lot of hogs, so the market was short for quite a while, but it's getting back to pretty much normal now, so we're back to about 2,000 a day.
All right. Well, anything else that you want to touch on here for our listeners before we let you go?
Oh, we do Midwest grease, too. We go to all five states here and pick up grease and oil from the restaurants and commercial places that make donuts and all that, and then we recycle that, put it back into our feed, or sell it into the biodiesel market. So it's a very profitable business to be in, because everyone wants the oils and the greases now to make biodiesel out of them. So it's a good business to be in.
Well, a lot of full circle, a lot of climate friendly type things going on, and really exciting to just listen to all of the different irons in the fire that you've got and how they all work together. Thank you so much for taking the time. Again, Bob Kylan joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.